Most people are tired by the time they get home from work, much less go out and do things and make things happen or physically exercise and so forth. So this is the process of what really causes disease. So one, what makes the poisons build up is, well, you're putting more in than you can eliminate. Two is biochemical additives, things your body cannot use that you find in all kinds of foods. So here's the organizing principle. Anything that my body ingests, it must assimilate or it must what?
Eliminate.
I am saying that any dis-ease that you experience, I don't care what you call it, is nothing but the body finding some way to get rid of the poison you put in your system. And let's use some common sense. Step over to my common sense corner here. Common sense. Let me ask you all a question, and you know the answer to this question. Okay? I want you to tell me what your body would do if I took what you know is a poison and put it into your bloodstream. If I gave you a real poison, tell me what your body would do. And let's write something here. It says, how does your body respond if you put a poison in the bloodstream? What will the body do? Raise your hand. A poison. Something you know is a poison. Yes, sir. It'll fight it, but how? What will it do?
It'll try to kill it. So
It'll try and kill it. Well, kill a poison?
Well, it'll battle it and try to get it out of the body.
Now listen to what he's saying. Battle it? What will it do? What will it do? If it's a poison, there's nothing to kill. It's a poison.
Oh, okay, so it's a poison. It'll try and bring it out of the body, maybe through throwing up.
Okay, so one
like
of
that.
The things the body will do, write it down. One of the things the body does when you give it a poison is it'll throw up. Why? Because it's trying to preserve the integrity of the body. So it uses the elimination channel that we talked about and gets it out. Because the body's at threshold, says, I'm going to have major problems or die if we don't handle this. Somebody else, what would your body do if it gets a poison? Yes, sir.
Fever.
A fever. Now, why do you get a fever when you get a poison in your body? Your body set gears up. There's a poison here, so your body speeds up. Try and deal with it. If your body speeds up, it heats up. You want to know what a fever is? Try this. Go to your car, put one foot on your brake and the other foot all the way down the accelerator and hold it there for a couple hours like that. And you'll get a fever in your car. Okay? That's what happens. You're making this huge demand on the body, but at the same time, you don't have enough nerve energy to deal with it. So what happens, these two forces hit, you got it. And also when you have a fever, often you sweat. Is sweat a way for the body to get rid of poisons, yes or no? Yes. And people who are really toxic usually have night sweats, something you might want to remember later on, right? People who are really toxic have night sweats. Yes?
You would possibly try to isolate it, keep it from getting around into the other parts of the body, put mucus around it and so forth.
Put mucus around it or lymph around it. Okay? Somebody else tell me, what happens if you were given a poison? What would your body do? Yes? Your body would eliminate. How?
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea, the big D. Diarrhea, the body goes, I got to get this out of here. And I got to get it out fast. That's what diarrhea is. What else? Gas, very good. Flatulence, a way that you get rid of poison, toxin. Yes?
Your mind and how you feel, whether it's like through a headache or dizziness or your
would a poison give you a headache, yes or no? Why do you get a headache? Because what's happened is the bioelectrical field and the oxygen level have been interrupted by these chemicals that are in your body. That's what gives you a headache. So you get a poison, you're going to get headaches, no question. Or some actual poisons or toxins, they'll actually affect the nervous system. You could pass out. Why would you pass out? Knocks out certain bioelectrical fields, and the body is in a total survival mechanism and says, we got to take every ounce of energy the body owns and figure out how to survive right now, how to get rid of this poison. So it literally knocks you out so it has every ounce of energy it can. That's what happens when you give someone a poison. Okay, they faint. Yes, what else? Yes.
Acne or fever blisters?
Acne or fever blisters. All of a sudden, it's got all this poison. It's killing cells, and your face is one of the large lymph organs. Boom, it's going to push it out. Right. Now, I want to ask you a question. Look at all the things we wrote down. Can we put those back up on the screen? Vomiting, fever, cramps, irritability, sweat, mucus, gas, the runs, dog breath, convulsions. I'll give you the other ones I wrote down here. Burping, blacking out, fainting, headaches, phlegm, joint pain from the poison in there, low energy, fatigue, inability to sleep, heart increase or heart decreases, kidneys that won't urinate, irritation to any of the cells in the body, perspiration. Let me ask you a very important question, and please listen right now. Think. Tell me any disease known to man that does not have these as the same symptoms. Tell me any disease. I'm saying to you, this is what your body, you told me, this is what your body will do if you give it a poison. And I said to you earlier, All disease is your body trying to eliminate poisons. And you said to me, if you poison my body, here's what my body will do to get rid of it. So now I'm saying to you, great, let's go to disease. Tell me any disease known to man that does not have these symptoms.